Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text today is from the book of Genesis, chapter 1 and verses 1. And God's word said, "In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth." This is the word of God. Please be seated. The 16th president of the United States, Abraham Lincoln, once said, "I never behold the heaven filled with stars that I do not feel I am looking in the face of God. I can see how it might be possible for a man to look down upon the earth and be an atheist, but I cannot conceive how he could look up into the heavens and say there is no God." The first book of the Bible is called Genesis. Moses is the author of the book. The word Genesis mean beginning. In the beginning, it tells us how the world was created. In the beginning, how the first man was created. In the beginning, it shows how man fallen into sin. In the beginning, it shows how animal sacrifice was used for the sins of the sinner. In the beginning, show how God's relationship with humans. So if you want to know how the heaven and the earth created animal and human, then you will have to go and read the book of Genesis. The very first word of the Bible is beginning with, "In the beginning, God's create." Then other things come after that sentence. So, in the beginning, it started with God. If you look at it, how the way it is written, it did not start by saying, "In the beginning, the earth was without form. In the beginning, before the sun and the solar system exists. In a beginning, in a land far, far, far away." It simply say, "In the beginning, God." You see, many evolution and human wisdom always think that the word it just simply appear out of nowhere. There is no God or other spiritual form that has the power to create the world and human or animal, anything else with that. But if you look at the author of Hebrew, he writes, "In the beginning, Lord, you laid the foundation of the earth and the heaven and are the work of your hands. They will perish, but you remain. They will all wear out like a garment. You will roll them up like a robe. Like a garment, they will be changed. But you remain the same, and your years will never end." Everything God say is about this world is not about you or I or about this world, but it pointed to God, who he is. If this is the case, then why his word are so important to all of us, we human, that we need to pay attention and listen to what he has to say. The reason we need to listen is that he is the God of everything. Everything belongs to him. Your house, your car, your food, your money, and everything you see in this world belong to God. God allow you to manage for a little while, meaning you are to take care for him only. There was once a story talk about some scientists had gathered together and they came up with a solution that during a long talk among them, they say, "God, we no longer want anything to do with you and we don't want your help anymore." One of the scientists said, "God, we decided that we no longer need you. We can do all kind of things through science. We can even clone people or make body parts, so we just don't need you anymore." God listened and answered them by saying, let's have a man-making contest just like in the day of Adam's. The scientists agree. And when they start to bend down to pick up a handful of dirt, God kind of smile at them and say, no, 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 get your own dirt. How do you think the scientists feel now? Brothers and sisters in Christ, I have a $20 bill right here. I'd like you to think just for a few seconds. If I were to give you this $20 bill, let's show a hand. How many of you would like to have it if it is free? All right, at least we have some. I know that another time I was doing this, no adult would do that. Now, it is the same $20 bill, and it's important. You want it, it's free. But if I were to do this, and I'm going to say, I'm going to give you the same $20 bill. How many of you raised your hand and still want it? Hey, at least a few of you did. Well, was it the paper on the $20 bill? Oh, by the way, it's not real. I would not rip it, okay? That go my loss, right? But if you look at the $20 bill and carefully look at it, what makes it so important that we, human, can use this as a monetary? Is that the emblem on there? Isn't the all the ink? Isn't that the legal, the emblem, the United States, White House? You know, got Andrew Jackson's face on there. What makes it so important that it had to be a valid of $20 bill to be used? But the question is that, are you important to God? In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth and the animal and everything before he created man in the image of God. Man is precious to God. Remember that when Scripture used the word man, it doesn't mean man alone. It means man and woman. It means human. God doesn't want anyone to fall into sin, so God created man so that man can take care of this world for him. If God did not prepare this world for man, then he would not have created the human race at the beginning. This is important, and this is why the first word in the book of Genesis, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, and then everything else followed after that. Let me give you another story, see how important and how to illustrate how God created for the world for us to live. A young man once wanted to raise some goldfish, so he set out to go buy himself a little boat, a rock, and a few items, and a goldfish. He brought it home, put the goldfish in, put some water in, and then a few later he came to check on the goldfish, and the goldfish died. Some of you may say, that's terrible. But if you carefully look at it, this young man can understand what that goldfish really need in order to survive. The problem is that this young man did not have all the necessary tools in order for that goldfish to survive. You see, to keep a goldfish healthy, you have to remember to provide them plenty of clean, cool water. Your goldfish temperature should never rise above 74 degrees Fahrenheit. And ideally, it should remain between 65 and 68, cool enough with a thermometer so that you can tell to keep the goldfish alive. This is similar to how God prepared everything for human race to live on this earth so that we can survive. He prepared the air that we can breathe. He prepared the crop so that we have food to eat. He prepared day and night so that we can work during the day and rest during the night so that we can be refreshed and regain our strength so that we can, you know, have a good night of rest and the next day we'll be ready to work with renew. This is what God said. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. God saw that the light was good, and he separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning the first day. You see how good and gracious our God to us. He loves us and he doesn't want any one of us to fall into sin or live in darkness at all. But what do people do? People doesn't appreciate God's love and his goodness, instead turn to sin. In order for God to save the sin of the world, he sent his only Son, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to the world so that he can save the world. You see, before Jesus began his ministry, Jesus came to John the Baptist to be baptized, and after Jesus was baptized, the scripture said, just as Jesus was coming out of the water, he saw heaven and being torn open and Spirit descending on him like a dove. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my Son, whom I love, and with you I am well pleased." You see how important we are to listen to our Lord and Savior. There was another story of a woman called Rose, was blind for 50 years. She finally went to see a doctor. And after the surgery, the doctor finally cured her eye. As he began to open up the bandage, she cried a burst of tears of joy, and now she can see. But the doctor asked her, "Why did you wait for so long to come and have your surgery?" Well, she did. When she was 30 years old, she did go seek out a doctor, and the doctor told that there was no medical procedure to cure her eye. So she automatically assuming that her blindness will be there with her forever and she will have to live with that for the rest of her life. But she waited for another 30 more years until she finally had the urge to come back and ask the doctor about their new medical procedure. She did have to live for additional 30 years in blindness, but she did it anyway because she didn't know. So when she seek out the doctor, the surgery was performed, she now can see. She no longer live in darkness. She live in the light that she can see the day. Brother and sister in Christ Jesus, God doesn't want you to live in darkness, but to live in the light. This is why Jesus said, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follow me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of light." Again, but man and our human race doesn't want to live in light, instead want to live in darkness where sins always overtake them. You see, when you live in darkness, it will lead you to sin. But God doesn't want you to do that. He loved you so much that he sent his Son, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to be the light so that you will not have to walk in darkness. This is why the Apostle John wrote in his first gospel, he wrote, say, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it." If you think carefully, in the beginning, God created man, but man falling into sin. But because of God's grace and mercy, because of he is the Alpha and Omega, he is the first and the last, he is the beginning and the end, he came and to save all human. Here's a few words for our graduate as reflects on the beginning of time. God created everything so that we may have peace, joy, love, and hope. Some of our graduates will go to high school. Some will go to get a higher education, such as earning their associate, bachelor, master, or even a doctor degree. Or while others will find employment and begin to build their life. In the beginning, God gave the knowledge and the wisdom to man so that we may do all things according to his will. So seek God, seek the wisdom that our gracious God has given you. The book of Proverbs said, "Commit to the Lord whatever you do, and your plan will succeed." Graduate, remember that everything that you do, you will do it for the honor and glory of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. in the beginning, Jesus is God, and he is our strength and our salvation. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your heart and mind in Christ Jesus. Amen.